This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT's out back on the fan. I caved and went and had pizza, and of course I didn't realize you were coming back.
Now it's your turn. You want me to 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. It's pizza day.
I did have the gluten-free. I know. Well, it's like I like the smaller, thinner crust stuff. Okay. The other stuff looked great, anyway, pretty good. And we do appreciate the fan helping us out here, providing lunch, which is nice.
Yeah, what's the reason behind it? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
Me neither.
Anybody, can we find that out?
Why did we get hooked up today? Do you know?
Carton used to do it all the time. Somebody's got to start picking up the slack. Where's Boomer at with this stuff?
I think there's open enrollment today, and that's why they're
He's
right. He's actually right.
For benefits?
Yeah, benefits and all that stuff. Yeah, definitely.
I hope they do that automatically. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Oh, you mean we got to check the work emails? 888-808-1019, the number to call. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Guys, real quick about the Jets defense.
And thank you for the call. Don't put him on again. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport. What's up, Annabelle? Oh, I forgot we can't take a call because the dump did you just fix that. Annabelle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up,
man? How you guys doing? Good. Thank you for taking my call.
We can't. Can't hear you.
You're getting off the speakerphone. Brian is called for 0-for-2 so far in this segment. Brian's calling from California. What's up, Brian? I almost said La California. Yeah. What's up, Brian?
That's what you're looking at.
In L.A., of course, yeah.
Yeah, L.A., born and raised in the Bronx, so yeah, that World Series was rough for me. It was brutal. But I just wanted to put my two cents in on the Soto deferment and Ohtani. Ohtani was such a rare case because, obviously, the deferred contracts, they strictly mostly benefit the team. No player would want to make, $2 million a year after taxes, agent fees. They're not making much, but Ohtani makes almost north of $50 million. I think 2024 said he made $65 million off the field. So he's such a rare case where he can afford to do that. Other players just can't do that. And I don't think Soto is going to opt for that. He's not the player is that Ohtani is, so he can't make that money off the field.
Well, I think that you're right. And listen, you think about, we mentioned the tax benefits, and Dove was really good with this here. Obviously, like if he moves to a different state, you have a chance to state taxes on money that he earns after the first 10 years. So that's for Ohtani specifically. So,
although that there is a loophole there, right? If he makes the money in L.A. and then, like, that was an issue I remember at the time that he signed it. Like, let's say he just moves to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You made the money in L.A., you're going to move to Florida and save on the tax. Like, it should be illegal. That's not right.
I don't think it is, though.
Right. Okay, well,
you know, again, I want to stay in my lane. Think it is. Now, you've got the competitive balance tax benefits, which would help the team. You've got payroll flexibility, which would help the team. And you've got, basically future certainty for the team as well. So most of these, almost all of them, except the possible loophole to save money down the road if you relocate, it's all team-driven. Now, will Soto be willing to do that? And I think the better question, will he have to do that?
What do you think?
I don't think he'll have to do that.
Me neither. Do you think he'd want to do that?
Not necessarily.
I think with the Yankees, there's an argument to be had. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the deferral to the extent of the Ohtani contract.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be. Because remember, when Ohtani first signed, when you saw that number, I'm like, oh, well, the Dodgers are out of the mix on Yamamoto now. How the hell are they going to be able to afford it?
I know.
And then we find out that $680 million of the $700 million or whatever is deferred. And it's like, oh, well, that's how they could afford him and everybody else. For the Yankees, there might be a path where if he really does want to be a Yankee and they say, look, we want you to be here. We'll give you a lot of money. We need to try to build this thing out. Are you open to deferrals and how much? So maybe there is a way where you could kind of half weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think though Soto wants to do that. I don't think he cares to win enough or be a Yankee enough to deal with the deferrals. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. I would think he'd want the money in real time or per year, however it works out. And I don't think he's going to have to have deferred money because he will have plenty of offers on par or better than the Yankees offer potentially with deferrals.
That's the important part right there. Now it comes down to how much does he want to leave. As long as the money's in the same neighborhood, again, he's not giving the Yankees any real discount. Maybe the Mets have to slightly overpay. I do believe that, but not, you know, to the point where it's crazy or the Giants for sure. I think that what's going to be interesting here is if the Yankees or Mets, but I'm going to say Yankees because I think they need to do it more than the Mets based on just sheer valuation of wealth for the owners. If the Yankees come with a really well thought out, enticing deferral contract or a deferral laden contract, and he's into it, he's like, okay, I want to stay with Judge, it's good enough money, it makes sense. And then whomever comes in and they trump that and it's all, hey, per year, nothing deferred.
Yeah.
That is going to test how much he wants to win. Because if it's the Giants ain't winning anything anytime soon.
Right.
Nothing.
Right, so if he really does want to win, that eliminates the Giants. It eliminates probably the Blue Jays.
I think Toronto's... I wouldn't eliminate them yet.
But if you have the choice of the Mets and Yankees and those other teams, you can't. Even the Phillies should be ahead of than the other team.
I agree. Oh, totally.
Or maybe Baltimore. But like everybody seems to think the biggest threat is going to be San Francisco or Blue Jays. I'm not buying it myself. But
I am.
If you had to rank the winners in that group. And again, I'm not even saying he cares about winning. He said it, or Boris could say it. Mm. I don't think so. But if you are talking about winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, then the Yankees and Mets should be ahead of most, if not everybody else.
Sure, unless the Phillies jump into it, because then you can make the case that the Phillies are just better than the Mets. They have been for a while.
But the Mets just beat them. I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but they did beat them
in the postseason.
I'm not minimizing it, and there's no doubt.
What happened happened.
But, you know, the ability or the opportunity to go play with Bryce Harper, does he view Bryce the same way he does Lindor? I don't know. There's a chance Pete's gone. Vientos is a kid. There's just some more in their prime stars on the Phillies. I don't know if that's appealing to him. I really don't know. The other teams, you know, he's in the driver's seat, and he is going to collect, and he's going to basically do whatever he wants. He's setting the tone. We could sit here all day until the cows come home and come up with these elaborate structures of deferrals. If he wants something, he's pretty much going to get it.
Joe is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Question. You know, when they signed Judge a few years ago, they tried to defer payments to him, and MLB stepped in and didn't allow them to do it. Does anybody know why they didn't allow the Yankees to do that with Judge, but then they allowed Ohtani and the Dodgers to grossly defer payments?
I don't know.
I don't even know that that's a thing. Where'd you get that? I mean, I'm not saying it's not. I don't remember that at the time, hearing that the Yankees tried to defer payments or they wouldn't be allowed. Why wouldn't you be allowed to defer certain payments? It makes no sense.
I don't know. If you go back to the whole Judge offseason, right, the Yankees had a deal in principle, and then they had to pull it back at the last minute. Because MLB rebuked it, and then they had to rework the deal at the 25th hour.
Well, but yes and no. I mean, again, I'm not going to completely say that you're wrong. I don't recall that as much. What I remember happening is that Hal Steinbrenner said, hey, I'm in Italy, and I'm on the phone. What's it going to take to get this contract done? And Aaron said, I want another year. And Hal said, you got it. Do we have a deal? And he said yes.
Yeah, my recollection is the Giants and Padres offered more, but like you said, Hal got on the phone from Italy. He took less, Judge did, to stay with the Yanks. Hoff, what do you have there? Information on a Heyman?
Yeah, so there was a Heyman tweet from 2022, December 9th. There's word they were con-
contemplating a deal for $400 million plus over 14 years that would have taken him Judge to 44 years old. However, sources say they would not have been allowed, as MLB would have seen the additional years as only an attempt to lower their official payroll to lessen the tax.
Okay, well, that's different than just deferring money. They would have gone 14 years from where was it? What was the deal? 9-year deal or something? What did you get? 8 years?
9 years?
Okay. 14 would have been ridiculous. Like, that is trying to create a loophole.
It's a CBT loophole.
Yeah. So MLB should have then disallowed that. That's not what the Dodgers are doing with Ohtani. Well, how many years did Ohtani get? 10 years?
10 years, yeah.
Right. So, obviously, that's like a legitimate 10 years. It wasn't, hey, let's tack on an additional 6 or 7 years and defer the payments then and spread that out. I mean, then you could just go, yeah, we'll sign you to a 50-year deal.
Yeah, but then hold on. So if Ohtani got 10 and...
What did Judge get, 7?
Judge got 9.
He got 9. He got 9 when Hal said it was 8, and then Hal said, all right, we'll give you 9 from Italy. So Judge has 9, Ohtani has 10. They outruled or overruled or forbid, whatever. A 14-year deal for Judge, but we're all sitting here thinking that there's a great chance Soto's getting 14 years. Now, is it just an age thing?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's legitimate that Soto's going to be getting, like, nobody would sign Judge to a 14-year deal. Maybe other teams could have got involved at that same thing. Like, again, I don't know the inner workings of what's legal, what's not, as far as that goes. But yes, common sense would tell you Soto's getting 13 years, 14 years, whatever it may be. And I think even 14 might be pushing it, but because of his age. I mean, Judge was 31, right?
Exactly. He was 30 years old when he signed. Yeah. 31 when he signed officially.
Yeah, but the Yankees, the Yankees couldn't justify that by saying, hey, listen, we understand it's a little reckless on the back end, but we think he's got a chance to, I mean, they could say this, not that he's going to, we think he's got a chance to break Hank Aaron's all-time, Bonds, whatever you want to say, all-time home run record. We want to make sure it's done as a Yankee. Like, you can't at least present that in a plausible, all right, if everything goes perfect, like, who are they to say how long he's going to play for?
No, you could have. I don't think the 14-year number was bad, but it's the way that they probably had it with the finances attached to it. Like, a 14-year deal at whatever the average salary, the Yankees weren't going to do that. They weren't going to give him 14.
Well, no, that, because now you're talking like $500-600 million.
But that's what Soto's going to get. Like, he's going to get a legitimate. Like, it would be like an 18-year deal or 19-year deal for Soto would be the equivalent.
But even if that, I know we're going down a rabbit hole. Like, who the hell are you to say? If I want to be stupid and give somebody almost a 20-year deal,
I don't know. I'm sure there was something else in there that they could sniff out. BT, I have no idea.
It's confusing stuff.
I'm just using common sense.
Just sign the contract one. If I got to talk about this stuff for the next 2 months, I'm going to tap out. I got news for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.